Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Stottlemyre moves to third. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stottlemyre tags and scores. Richardson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richardson scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec misplays the ball. That's an error on Quebec. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards the mound. Stottlemyre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Quebec reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater is hit by the pitch. Skourin moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repos, who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Ward scores. Skourin scores. Cater goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 0 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Repos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubek moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to second. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Barker pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripoz moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mickelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pepitone out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Howard and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Richardson. McCraw moves to third. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward is walked intentionally. Buford moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripos takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Pete Mickelson. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Ripos moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.